What's up, boys? I hope you are having an incredible day. Just a reminder that we drop every Tuesday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and if you're an Amazon Prime member, you can listen to our podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. You ready to ride?
Ready to ride.
Welcome to another episode of Bet the Bus. I am your host, Payoff Willie, a.k.a. We went 6-0 on Sunday. I'll say that again. We went 6-0 on Sunday. We'll get into the recap. Before we jump into the episode, we got to give a special shout-out to our presenting sponsor.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard seltzer beverage company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
We have a hell of a slate coming up. We have a hell of a board coming up. Yes, my wife, she's been on me. We got to lay in bed. I got to talk to my wife about how much I'm smoking cigars. I do one once a week. I start coughing a lot. She's like, hey, let's calm down the cigar smoking, sweetheart. I'm getting this paid. And I need to get laid, so what do we do?
Hey, any of y'all ever just beat off with some hand sanitizer? Ran out of lotion, just...
This is going to be a phenomenal episode. We got the recap coming up. We're going to give a nice little talk. We got the NCAA picks. We got five winners for you in the NFL. Don't tell my wife. In the NFL, we got five winners for you. Then we're going to have our Bet the Bus Lock of the Week. The guy's going to call in just like always. Jackie boy, please, please... Drop comments right now. If you're on your phone listening, if you're in your truck listening, driving, pull over, jump on YouTube for us, leave a comment. We've got to get in the algorithm. JP, please tell them you don't only work on this motherfucker till 1 a.m. Even I jump on and leave a comment from my little default egg profile pic. But I see you working the entire episode trying to get people to leave comments. Talk about how important it is to leave comments, like the episode, and do every fucking thing to get Bet the Bus as the number one sports gambling show on the planet.
If we don't leave comments, if we don't like the video, if we don't share it with at least three friends, there's a good chance the back of the bus is homeless for the holiday season.
We
need it.
You're spinning that crazy.
Badly.
You're spinning that crazy. But that's a great rule of three right there. Comment, like, share with three friends. Jackie boy, let these motherfuckers know the adversity we went through, because I have a great analogy of life to follow up with how we performed this weekend.
Well, it was obvious in NFL, we went undefeated, 6-0. We've always said it week in, week out, we won't stop. It is our bread and butter. If you're not taking these picks, I don't know what you're doing at this point. You're naive, you're ignorant. But we have to come to facts with what happened in college football on Saturday.
Not running from it.
We went 0-5, and yes...
Did we go 0-5, Jack?
Did we
go 0-5? Or did you sit in the car and say, Will, what are your two locks of the day? I said Baylor, Kansas State over, and LSU -3.5. And then what did you fucking do? You faded me.
What is that? New character unlocked?
Darth Vader.
This man faded me and then had the caucasity later at the bar before the Mike Chandler fight and say, Will, you're not going to want to see this. And then proceeds to show me that he faded me, winning money. And I went fucking 0-5. And for those that followed me, we went 0-5 together. But Jackie boy was living the fucking dream. He took his winnings. I shit you not. He took his winnings and he upgraded to Comfort Plus on the flight the next morning. Middle seat Comfort Plus.
Ooh, that leg room was primal. But hey, before I spin it back to you, I think a good quote will help us, you know, resonate on these losses. Only those who dare to fail greatly can ever achieve greatness. Robert F. Kennedy.
That shit'll get you hard. That's good shit, brother. Because here's what it is. Life throws you curves. Sometimes you don't see these curves coming. At times, you go 0-1 to start the day. Okay, you go 0-2. Fuck. You go 0-3, you start to panic a little bit. You go 0-5, your bandwidth is already running high. You have no room. You have no more room for error. Sometimes you don't want to get out of bed. After that 0-5, who wants to get out of bed after that? But life is going to come at you fast. life is going to come at you fast, but it's the people willing to get up the next day. It's just, again, Thomas Edison, the light bulb, 1,000 tries. What'd he say? You failed 1,000 times. What do you think about that? No, I didn't fail 1,000. I learned 1,000 ways not to make the light bulb. We didn't go 0-5 on Saturday. We learned 5 different ways to not bet the board this weekend. I know you're down bad, but if you stuck with us and took that little bit of cash you had left in your account and went with us on Sunday, you're living the fucking dream right now. That's 6-0. Oh. That, Rolly? That's 6-0. And there's more to come with that. And we got more for you. Because what you're going to do is you're going to take that little bit of money you got left in your account and you're going to bet it with Bet the Bus. JP, start us off with the NCAA slate.
The board looks as generous, I think, as we've ever seen it this week, Will. And we'll start out with TCU versus Baylor. TCU, one of the most disrespected teams when it comes to the board. Tell us why.
That's a great question because I don't fucking know why that TCU's disrespected. The quarterback, what is his name? Duggar? Max Duggan. The dude is a Heisman candidate. And they're undefeated. Like, again, they beat Kansas State 38-28. And then Kansas State beat Baylor 31-3. Baylor's not them. Yes, it's at Baylor. There ain't shit going on in Baylor. They're not in the race to win the Big 12. TCU is. Not only are they in the race to win the Big 12, but they're in the race to make the playoff. Here's some stats for you. Baylor's 3-2 against the spread in their last 5 and 6-4 against the spread this season. TCU on the road this season is 4-0 against the spread and 8-1-1 against the spread this season. TCU minus 2.5. That is as disrespectful as it comes. We're hammering TCU minus 2.5, and I need that little white boy for TCU to make a little TikTok video when they win in Baylor.
Forgot about him.
And fucking that little spandex he had on, and shit, that shit sucked. I mean, that was as gag as it gets, but we're going to lean into it, and we're going to make another TikTok video in the locker room at Baylor when they win this game.
Let's go. Another viral moment. We go to Brian Kelly at LSU. Another disrespectful game, it kind of seems like. The theme of the board this week might be disrespect.
Ooh, I do like that. I like that. LSU minus 14.5. Look, we rode with them last week. I rode with them last week. Minus 3.5. They failed us. They only won by 3. Coach Kelly, they survived a little trap game against Arkansas because Arkansas has zero defense. We're actually going to talk about Arkansas here in a second. UAB is that little cousin you don't want to see at the family reunion out in Alabama. They were terminated from 2014-2017, and here are the facts of why they were terminated. They suck at fucking football. They're 0-4 against the spread on the road this season. LSU is 5-1 against the spread at home. They're clinched the berth to get into the SEC championship and are looking to get back in the college playoff. LSU, this is a no-brainer, boys. Minus 14.5 UAB, they're not going to know what hit them when they see that purple and yellow come Saturday. Minus 14.5 LSU.
Next, we're going to a team that's coming off one of their biggest wins in program history, probably. Florida, they beat South Carolina last week. I think they might be a little hungover this week because that's something you celebrate. But they're taking on Vanderbilt this week. Tell us what you got.
Vandy is coming off their first conference win since 2019. But to be as disrespectful as possible. Wait. With all due respect to Vanderbilt, they're not worth a velvet painting of a whale and a dolphin getting it on. Their defense suck. They rank 124th in yards per play, 124th in pass, 113th in rush. Vanderbilt is garbage. I mean, they're bottom feeders. And I hate that because they're Nashville. They're ours right now, but they're our piece of garbage. You know what I'm saying? They're like you. Yeah, they're like the homeless guy you drive up on the to the stoplight and you see him begging for some change. My brother, you're not winning this game. Where Vandy is a 14-point underdog, they are 1-3 in those games. Florida, minus 17 at Vanderbilt in Nashville. Take that home with you.
Another SEC game that's going to make us a bunch of money is Ole Miss versus Arkansas.
There ain't shit that comes out of either one of those states. Both teams are coming off losses. Ole Miss to Bama in a tough loss. Arkansas to LSU in a tough loss. But Arkansas never stood a chance against LSU. I don't know how they survived against 3. There ain't nothing but fucking disease out in those states. The only good thing that comes out of one of them is Mississippi, and they have a little bit of offense. Ole Miss is 4-1 against the spread in their last 5 in November. Ole Miss also has had a solid team, and they have an explosive offense. Arkansas sucks on defense. This doesn't make sense. It's Ole Miss minus 2.5. Take that disease home with you, boys.
This has to be our greatest board of college football yet. And to finish it off, we have to do our proper wild shot of the week.
Yes.
The alumni. Let us know.
All right, look, boys. You guess it, the proper wild shot of the week, we're going to the Nebraska game. And a lot of you might be chuckling right now, like, these fucking, we got face rubbing going on back there. We got the head hanging down, but I got something for you. This is the proper wild, the cleanest, most focused for a game I've been all season. Here's some data. Here's some news coming out of Husker land for you. Casey Thompson is probable. He's probable this week. That gives us a fucking shot. I know there's rumors about him being a but I think he's playing. If he's playing, we get a shot. If he's not playing, hold on your asses, boys. Both teams are under their interim head coaches. What I'm hearing is the boys, number one, Matt Rhule, I think is good as done to be the next head coach at the University of Nebraska. There are guys leveraging themselves saying they might not come back to Nebraska if Mickey Joseph isn't the next head coach. That tells you what you need to hear about Mickey Joseph. The boys believe a little bit. This is a shit show of a game. It's like watching the little people fighting rough and rowdy. There's not that a lot that's going to happen. We'll get to enjoy a little bit and chuckle with each other. But both teams suck. Both offenses suck. Both defenses suck. I think instead of picking the game, we're going to go the under 38.5. I love the under 38.5 just because, like, here's some data. Wisconsin is, when they've been favored, they're 3-5 against the spread. Nebraska is simply 2-7 against the spread this season. Like, this is a shit game, but we are what we are going to do because it's going to be cold. It's going to be an early game, too. None of these fucking kids want to go out there in the cold on an early game, and they just want to, like, let's run the ball. Let's get this shit over with. We're going to go under 38.5. That's your proper wild shot of the week. Oh, yeah, I do got to take it.
Oh, boy.
And by the way, sweetheart, if you are watching this, I've only taken 4 puffs of that cigar, baby. All right, on to the NFL. We're done with college, right?
Done with college.
For the love of God, get me out of here. I'm a little scared of the college board a little bit, but you don't shy away from the shots. You got to keep getting in the ring.
All right, in the NFL, the Thursday night game, it's our boys in Two-Tone Blue in Green Bay. And before we get after it, if you're in Nashville, come to Acme. We're having a watch party. All the boys are going to be there. We're going to be, you know, having good vibes, drinking, eating, watching the boys in blue beat down on the Cheeseheads. But with that being said, what do you got for us as a pick this Thursday night?
We have to leave our emotions and personal attachment aside playing with money, boys. We have to. With that said, Titans are -3. Oh, wait, is that what? Packers are -3. Packers are -3 over the Titans. What that means for first-time gamblers out there, 1-800-GAMBLER, if you got a problem, is the Packers must win by at least 3 points. 3.5 points to get a W. -3, if it's finished by 3, it's a push. Titans are +3. That means they can lose by 2 and you still win the bet. If you go Titans money line, which is a little bit of a play, if you want to sprinkle that a little bit, money line means straight up. Like, just mano-a-mano, whoever wins the game, that's how you do it. Titans are 7-0 against the spread in their last 7 games. The Packers are 6-1-1. Here's a stat that fucking counterpunches that. 6-1-1 in their last 8 Thursday night games. That's big. That's big. 6-1-1 in their last 8 Thursday night games. The Packers' run defense has been less than stellar. However, put that shit on. They played a good game against Dallas last week. Dallas was 6-2. Packers are in must-win situations right now. They are the underdog. Titans' run game possibly could be too much for these boys, but my memory serves me right. When the last time I played at Lambeau, the Packers' defense did not shy away from Derrick Henry. They have the back end to cover the receivers that we have. God bless them. We got a lot of effort on the field. Effort. We got effort and want to and work ethic and lunch pail guys on the field right now. I don't like picking this game, but what I do like is I love the under 41 because it's going to be a cold game in Lambeau. There's going to be some gusts of winds going on. I think we're going to go under 41 for the Titans-Packers game. I got some my Titans boys back there. How do you feel about that? I know you want me to go one way or the other.
No, I don't. I mean, I feel like this is growth. We're taking an educated pick, and we don't have to side. Because we also, I mean, as diehard as me and G are as Titans fans, we also have a lot of ties to Green Bay. You know, we were there this summer. Got the coaching staff, the players. Green Bay rides with us. Good people.
Good people out there.
Good people. But If Darth Vader was asking, I'm taking Titans money line all day.
Damn.
All right, you heard it from Jack. Go with Jack, Titans money line. But we bet the bus. What I will be doing is under 41 points. That means both teams combined need to score less than 41 points by the end of the night.
All right, moving on to one of your mini alma maters. We got the Raiders at the fraudulent Denver Broncos. Raiders, this is a must-win game, or the season is, I don't want to say it, but canned.
Already. Hey, that mini alma mater's coming. Was that a shot?
No. That's a testament to your nature.
I didn't know.
Dog in the league.
That says more about me if that's what I'm worried about.
I hope everything's good at home.
Yeah. Everything's all right at home. I'm not smoking the cigar, sweetheart.
Can't waste the ground on the team.
All right, look, this is a shit game, boys. We're talking Raiders. We're talking Raiders-Denver. Denver's favored by what? 2.5? I think they're favored by 2.5 points. But like we've said literally all season, Broncos are a bunch of frauds. Russell Wilson, he has a weird way of going about his business. My man will do anything possible. He's trying to do whatever he can to say Broncos country, let's ride. I'm telling you, they're not riding this weekend. Because the Raiders are in a must-win situation. Like, let's not get it twisted. Yes, they are bad. They got the best talent on paper and some questionable coaching going on, kind of like my senior year of high school, varsity. We had a really good team on paper, and we just couldn't get the job done. But Raiders have blown 3 17-0 leads this season. 17-point leads, they've blown them. Outside of getting their ass whipped by the Saints, it's truly came down to a play or two per game. A play or two per game. That's funny. I know that's like, oh, people want to laugh at that shit.
They sound like the Nebraska of last year.
Yeah, the Nebraska of last year. The Las Vegas Huskers, baby. The Nebraska Raiders. I'm telling you, Broncos, they are not good on offense. I think they average 15 points a game. And again, the Raiders, if they have any shot in hell of getting in the picture, they must win out. So, before we say the Raiders locker room is packing it up and calling it a day, they have one more kind of opportunity to play for something. And I think that game is this weekend in Denver. And I think I'm going to put an irresponsible 1-800 gambler amount of money on this game because we're going Raiders money line. We're going Raiders money line in fucking Denver. Fuck the Broncos, dude. Fuck the Broncos.
Raider Nation is going to be electric after hearing that. Moving on, though, we got the Vikings versus the Cowboys in Dallas. Vikings coming off an electric win, but sound the alarm. Vegas knows something that we don't, I think.
That is always the question you got to ask yourself, Jack. Does Vegas know something that we don't? Because the fact that the Vikings are, I think, +1 in this game, are the underdogs in this game, is mind-blowing. What does Vegas know that we don't? Do you guys have any fucking... Does Jerry know? Does Jerry Jones, does he fucking know? I feel like he's in with that elite of the elite, that Illuminati shit, dude. I feel like Jerry Jones is in with the select group of people who kind of control the world. But Kirk Duggins, Kirk O'Chains, I think he's going to continue to fucking roll. Add another necklace to his neck. And if people who don't want to fucking believe in Cousins, dude, pick another guy. Dalvin Cook. Adam Thielen, Justin Jefferson. Justin Jefferson, by the way, he is the greatest wide receiver in the game right now. He is the head honcho, the fucking alpha dog. And people who don't want to believe that Kirk Cousins isn't the Messiah, I think we're seeing his non-vaccination status pay off. He got locked up a couple years ago. Got locked up. He had to do the whole distance thing for a couple weeks. And everybody was coming after him. Everybody fucking hated that man. Thought he was trying to get everybody sick. All he does is want to get his vaccination, X, Y, and Z. He gets paid to make that kind of mistake. He has enough money to where he can leverage and not have to worry about getting that vaccine. I think we're seeing those dividends pay off. He's playing out of his mind. We're going Vikings money line against Dallas. And they're at home and they're in Minnesota. They are in Minnesota this week. So again, it's blowing my mind that Dallas is favored, but we are riding the Vikings money line. That is Vikings money line. You're going to get better odds that way, boys, because they're underdogs in this situation. Vikings money line, take it home.
All right. Are we going to the guy?
Yeah, let's go to the fucking guy, dude. Let's chime in. The guy went, because we got a double lock coming up. We got a bet the bus double lock, I think, coming up in our segment of bet the bus lock of the week. But our guy went 4-1 last week. He's won now 3 weeks in a row. Let's see what kind of message he has for the guys in the back. I know he's been chirping, especially you, JP. I feel like there's a rivalry that's been created in this whole thing, in this whole saga. But let's go to the guy. Let's see what he has to say.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1, every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
Playoff Willie, I'm back. That's three winning weeks in a row. Who's counting? I know JP is. Three in a row. Stop fading my picks. Get on the bandwagon. First off, Thursday night, I'm taking Packers -3 over your Titans. I'm sorry to do this again, but Aaron Rodgers is about to get rolling. The defense is playing good. Love the Packers. Take the Browns +8.5 in Buffalo. They're expecting 31 inches of snow. It's going to be a close game. I like the Browns to cover. Now we're going to go to New York City, the Giants over the Lions. Giants are playing good ball. They covered last week. They're going to cover again against a terrible team. And I'm also going with the Commanders against the Texans. -3, they're going to cover. The Texans are like 1-15. They're not going to cover this thing. Commanders are getting Chase Young back, blowout. Then we're going to go to Mexico City, where it's going to be a home game for the faithful. 49ers going to blow out the Cardinals. I'm golfing right now. Playoff Willie, I got to go.
Well, for the guy, I don't have time to count because I'm counting my own money.
Ooh. No way.
The guy can shut up. But I will say this. Ever since that I called him out the first time, this is the first week that he's won more than one game, like gone more than one game above 500.
Right. He's usually 3-2.
Right. So this is his first valid week.
Yeah.
And I'm glad to see him doing well.
Are you think you're going to be betting with him? What do you think you're going to do?
No. He needs to prove himself one more week.
Got you. You're going to be counting. You're going to be doing your own thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Hopefully rolling with Bet the Bus.
Rolling with the lock of the week.
Lock of the week. Exactly. Guys, I got the lock of the week. It's a little double lock of the week because it's in the same game. I love the points here because we're going to mess with the points a little bit. And I love the under in this game. It's Giants versus Lions. Lions are traveling to New York again, a place you fucking, it's going to be gloomy. You hate playing in New York. It's probably an early game. I can't remember. I think it is. Can somebody fact check that? But the Giants are favored -3. We're going to take that line and we're going to move it down. If you go to the Barstool Sportsbook app, you can move the line. You jump in the game, you move the line from -3 to -2.5. We're going to want the Giants to win by field goal. The reason I'm moving it a half a point is for that little field goal cushion. If you look at all the Giants wins, yeah, they're a good football team. They got what you want. They got tough defense. They got a coach that they're backing and that they love. They have motivation and energy. And the third thing is they got a fucking run game. But they win every game by single digits. So that -3, let's just move that line to -2.5. The odds are very similar. Like, we're talking fucking peanuts, boys. Just move the line from -3 to -2.5. Also, under 46. Again, Lions, Giants. I like this to be a lower than 46-point scoring game. That is your double lock of the week. It's my Giants, -2.5 against the Lions. And then under 46. I love those picks. That is a double lock, boys. I'm parlaying them. What I'm personally going to do is I'm going to take Giants -2.5. I'm going to click and add to my bet slip. I'm going to take the under 46, click, add to my bet slip. And then I'm going to parlay those two teams together. And I might get me a nice little +216, +175 odds. And your boy's getting paid. But we got some data. Giants are 7-2 to the under. They've hit 7 straight unders against teams with losing records. That sucks for the fucking Lions. The Lions are 1-9-1 on the road since 2021. The Lions haven't won a game against a team above 500 since 2016. Giants are also 4-1 against the spread at home this season and are 7-2 against the spread overall this season. That's your data to back those picks. That's why we're rolling with it. And that is our Bet the Bus double lock of the week.
Heck yeah.
Do we go into the
teaser?
The tickle teaser, dude? Listen, we hit a 7-leg 6-point teaser last week. For those wondering, Will, what's a 6-point teaser? We're buying 6 points to each pick that we are making here, and we're putting them all together. You can call it a teaser parlay, yeah or no? Just a teaser. Because people are like, it's not a parlay. I'm like, Dude, go fuck yourself, man. I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to learn. Fuck you. You're a hater. You must not have bet with Bet the Bus. But here's our six-point teaser. I got six picks here where we're buying 6 points in every game. The Raiders are underdogs by plus 2.5. That we get to buy 6 points. This is 6 points across the board, across the entirety of the teaser. It's Raiders plus 8.5, Vikings plus 8, Pats, Patriots, and Jets over 32.5 points. Giants and Lions under 52. We're buying 6 more points on top of that 46, and we're going under there. We're adding it because we're going to get better odds when we put all these games together and win them all. Chiefs, they're favored by 7. We're buying them down to minus 0.5, a half a point. And then 49ers, we're going to be 5-0 heading into Monday Night Football, where the 49ers, all they got to do is win by 1.5. That is your 6-point teaser. 6 legs. They're all fucking hitting, boys. They are all hitting. I'm telling you. And I will roll this bet slip out. So when you follow me on Twitter, listen, there's some game day decisions that go on too. So just follow me on Twitter to make sure you're betting with the boy, because I will be posting my picks that day. I will also give you the link to this bet slip, so you can just simply click the link. If you're following me on Twitter, you click the link that I post. It takes you right to the bet that I'm betting, and then you can bet money on it, and we all get paid, boys. Am I missing anything? Are we ready to sail off into the sunset and fucking?
Not yet, Will. Because even though last week was tough, it doesn't mean we can't get away from our roots. We need to give thanks to the ones up above.
I totally forgot the fucking prayer. Remove your hats. We're at the dinner table right now, boys.
Just go off the top.
Yeah, I will. God is great. God is good. Thank you, God, for the board on which we are about to feast on. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, may God have mercy on the board, because we won't. And also win, lose, draw, it doesn't matter. Fuck them all. This has been Bet the Bus. Subscribe, comment, like, do all this shit, boys. Salute.
Nice.
That
was great.